AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a new wave of explosions today in Lebanon. Yesterday, it was exploding pagers that killed 12 people. Today, a Hezbollah official tells the AP walkie-talkies have exploded. At least 9 people were killed. Meantime, Israel's defense minister declared the start of a new phase of the war as Israel turns its focus toward the northern front against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Several explosions were heard at a funeral today in Beirut for 3 Hezbollah members and a child killed by the exploding pagers yesterday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. did not know about this or were involved in it.
We've been very clear, and we remain very clear, about the importance of all parties avoiding any steps that could further escalate the conflict.
The attacks, which Israel has not commented on, renewed fears the simmering conflict between Israel and Hezbollah could escalate into an all-out war. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers are offering a $50 million bail package, using his mansion as collateral in exchange for releasing him to home detention with GPS monitoring. Combs is facing sex trafficking charges in New York. A vote is expected tonight in the House on Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to link the funding of the federal government for the new budget year with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote.
They could throw an election. They could throw the majority of the House. It could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff. And that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government. And we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
California Democrat Ted Lieu says this is not going to make it through Congress.
They should get serious and work with Democrats so we can fund government before the funding expires by the end of this month.
The CEO of Boeing says the company will start furloughing a large number of employees to conserve cash during the strike by union machinists that began last week. This is AP News. A town official in Paulette, Vermont, his wife and her son were found shot to death.
All 3 deaths ruled homicides. Brian Crossman was 46, a select board member in Paulette. Erica Crossman was 41, and Colin Taft, her son, was 13. Police say their investigation is active. Nobody is in custody, but they say the indication at the moment is there is no threat to the community. Members of the Paulette Select Board are elected by residents to oversee town expenditures. They also enact ordinances. The chairman of the board said, "We are shaken and grieving." He called Brian Crossman a friend and neighbor. I'm Rita Foley.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear banned the use of conversion therapy on minors, calling his executive order an overdue step to protect children from a widely discredited practice that tries to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through counseling. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.